感谢神，我们一同来敬拜我们的主。
So I give thanks to God that we have the opportunity to come together to worship Him.
他是从高天降下，住在我们中间。
So He from heaven and descended from earth and lived and dwell among us.
为我们的罪，最后上了十字架。
And then He went to the cross for the sake of our sins.
靠着主耶稣基督的宝血。
And by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们的罪能够得到神的赦免。
And our sins are forgiven.
靠着他从死里面复活。
And by virtue of a resurrection,
我们能够称义。
So we are justified.
今天下午所有蒙恩的儿女一同来敬拜我们的主。
So this afternoon, all the people who are saved by grace come together to worship Him.
这两天全世界都很紧张。
And these few days, the whole world was in a very great tension.
昨天下午东岸的时间六点钟的时候，我看一看表。
So yesterday, in the Eastern time, about 6 p.m., I look at my watch.
没有发生什么事。
And nothing happened.
等到九点钟西岸的时间是六点钟的时候，我再看一看表。
So I wait until 6 o'clock reach California, and then I look at my watch once more.
还是没有发生什么事。
And nothing happened again.
你看看这个媒体就很高兴。
So, you know, the media is very delighted because nothing happened.
说你们基督徒开玩笑。
So they jeer at Christians. Are you guys joking or something?
你们基督徒是傻瓜。
And you guys are fools.
纽约市有一个人把他14万块钱的这个家产统统卖掉了。做很多的 poster 在 subway 就告诉人说审判日到了，审判日到了。
So actually, New York, there's a foolish guy who sold all his property and $140,000 and yelling to the public that the judgment day has come. The judgment day has come.
我们是这样的一台戏，让世人取笑吗？
So are we a spectacle to be jeered, to be loved by the world?
你怎么看这个事情？
So how do you view this kind of prophetic prediction?
昨天发生以前，
And before this thing happened,
我就跟我的家人在讲。
So I talked to my family.
圣经里面明明讲主来的时候，没有人知道那日子那时辰。
And is it true that the Bible clearly say that the day of Jesus coming, nobody knows, not even the Son of Man?
这个 Family Radio 的主持人1994年他已经失败过一次了。
Actually, the leader of the Family Radio in 1994 has tried this kind of prediction once and it turns out to be a great failure.
我对着他很尊敬。
So actually, I respect this man.
因为他很努力仔细读圣经啊。
Because this man carefully read the scripture.
真的是花时间读圣经。
And they really spend time to read the Bible to find out to calculate the day.
虽然他所做的结论，他所有的预告没有成功。
So even though his prediction and even though his forecast is wrong,
弟兄姊妹朋友们
，But brothers and sisters,
我却愿意告诉你一件事。
And I would like to tell you one thing.
耶稣基督一定要再来。
And one thing is for sure that Jesus must come.
因为这个世界的罪恶败坏已经到了极点。
Because the corruption and the sin of this world and reached the culminating point.
有一天他一定再来。
And one day our Lord Jesus will come.
他的审判的宝座要在地上设立。
And also the seat of the judgment will be set up on earth.
所以不要以为说这个世界平安啦，平安啦，富足啦，富足啦。
So don't think this world will go on every day peace, peace and prosperity, prosperity.
我们基督徒在主面前所领受的是平安，是富足。
Yes, what we receive as a Christian are peace, are wealth,
是丰富，
are abundance.
但是我们却不把我们的生命就局限在平安跟富足里面。
But we are not going to limit our life in this prosperity and wealth that belong to this earth.
因为这不过是一个过程。
Because this just a process of our life.
因为我们的目标是主耶稣基督。
Because our aim is Jesus Christ himself.
他是全地的主。
And he is the Lord of the land.
他是神旨意的中心。
And he is the centrality of the will of God.
整个宇宙万物是因着他造的。
And the whole universe was created because of him.
也是为着他造的。
And also for him.
最后要归给他的。
And finally, the whole universe will ascribe to him.
我们能够在这个过程中间成为他的子民。
So actually, in this process, we become his children.
是极大的恩典。
It is an amazing grace.
我们在地上夸什么呢？
What can we boast on this earth?
我今天的题目跟你们分享的是夸口还是信心。
So the theme of the sermon is it a faith or is it a boasting?
世界上的人都在夸口。
And the people in this world are boasting every day.
啊，你喜不喜欢跟一个夸口的人啊做朋友啊？
Do you want to be friend with the one who have a habit of boasting himself?
啊，喜欢吗？
Do you like it?
啊，不喜欢，是不是？
And I know no one likes it.
那么，我们看一看圣经怎么说夸口的问题。
And let's look at the Bible and what it says, regarding this subject.
今天下午我们的经文是罗马书三章二十七节到四章八节。
So the theme passage is from Romans chapter 27 to chapter 3 verse 27 to chapter 4 verse 8.
我们这样好了，我们读中文的你就读中文，读英文的你就读英文，我们同声把这几节把它读过。
So we're going to read all together if you have the Bible, and for whatever language is convenient for you.
罗马三章二十七节，来，既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了，用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。难道上帝只做犹太人的上帝吗？不也是做外邦人的上帝吗？是的，也做外邦人的上帝。上帝既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的上帝，他的信就算为义。正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙上帝算为义的人是有福的，他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。那么我们从这段圣经里面，我们看见前面一开始他就提到夸口的问题。
So we know that from this passage, right at the beginning, it deal with the subject of boasting.
他说，哪里能够夸口呢？
So the Bible asks a question, what are you boasting about?
那么我们看见到第四章第二节。
So until we reach chapter 4,
再一次告诉我们说，倘若亚伯拉罕因为行为称义，就有可以夸的。
So it says,
神面前并无可夸。
If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God.
原来在这段圣经里面，它有三个重点。
So from this passage, we can extract three important points.
头一个重点就是给我们看见整个的世界人今天活在一个属灵的疾病中间。
So one thing we know that the whole world is living in a spiritual disease.
第二个重点在这段圣经里面我们看见生了病的解药是什么。
So and then we talk about what is the antidote about this disease.
那么第三个重点是怎么样来服用这个解药。
And then the third point is how are we going to take this antidote or medicine?
圣经里讲到夸口，夸口或者自夸，自夸讲到有几十次。
So in the Bible, that over many many times talk about boasting or self-boasting.
神不喜欢人夸口。
And we know that our God do not like us to boast ourselves.
可是我们今天住在地上的人呢，没有一个人不夸口的。
But no one live on this world does not boast himself.
我记得我在高中的时候。
And I remember when I was a high school student.
我的父亲是在大学里面做教授。
And my father.Was a professor in a university.
他就请了他班上的学生到我们家里面来吃饭。
And then he invited all his students to come to my house and to treat them with a dinner.
那天我们包饺子。
And I remember on that night that we are going to wrap those the Chinese dumpling.
然后呢，学生们、同学们就一面包，然后一起就吃啊，然后就吃得很高兴。
And then the teacher and a student have a good fellowship and they wrap the dumpling all together and they enjoy the evening.
吃着吃着，同学们中间就开始比了。
And then as the conversation proceeds, you find out the students are comparing with one another through their conversation.
谁能够吃得多。
And then they compare who can eat the most dumpling they can.
所以其中间有一位姓陈的这个同学啊。
And then there's a student by the name of Chen.
他就一口一口一口接着吃。
And then the one by one, he was gobbling up almost all the dumplings.
别的同学都已经吃饱了，都吃不下，他还在吃。
So other students, when they are satisfied, they just stop eating, but this guy just keep on eating.
最后，你知道他吃了多少个饺子啊？
Do you finally how many dumplings this man has eaten?
家里面手包的饺子，不是外面 frozen 的买来的冷冻饺子。
So these are the hand wrapped dumpling, not the machine made from the market.
那个皮就要比外面冷冻的要比较厚一点，对不对？
So you know the skin, the homemade one have a thicker skin than the one from the market.
旁边人帮他算，他吃了84个饺子。
And then people just keep.Account on him and he ate 84 dumplings.
哇，吃完了都已经根本就站不起来了，不能走了。
So after the meal, he was just sitting down on a chair without unable to stood up.
他为什么要拼命吃呢？
Now why this guy want to just eat? Why he already full?
要夸口说我的胃口很大，我的胃很大，我吃下去
84个。Because he boasts that my stomach is bigger than yours.
我们觉得这很可笑，是不是
？So is it hilarious？
有一个人说啊，这个我的父亲是总统。
And then one guy said, my father is a president.
啊，他很有能力。
And he's a very mighty. He's a very smart guy.
那么他另外一个同学说，哦，你的爸爸是总统，我爸爸当然了，他没有做总统了，总统只有一个人做，我爸爸是饭桶。
Oh, another one said, okay.There's only one president. Since your father is a president, so my father is not president, but he is a huge rice bowl, rice bucket.
你看我们每一个人都在夸，都要觉得自己。
So everyone try to boast himself.
保罗说，夸口是一个属灵的疾病。
And then Apostle Paul said, boasting is a spiritual malady.
我们来看一看为什么夸口不好。
No, let us stop.For a moment and think why boasting is inappropriate.
什么是人夸口原始的观念？
So what is the motive why people begin to boast?
你看见我的投影片里面。
Do you see this line?
在这里两方面的军队要打仗了。
So you see that the two camps of the soldier are about to engage in war.
在这个打仗之前呢。
So before the war starts,
你看见总有这个仪式。
And they have certain kind of ceremonies.
两边就出来了他们的将军或者他们的国王骑着马就到中间来。
And then the king and the general riding on a tall horse and came to the middle.
他们来到这个对方的将军或者国王面前做什么呢？
And then they face to face with the enemy side, with their general and their leaders,
他们有一件事要做的就是来夸口。
And the one thing they must do is to boast about the might of their armies.
啊，你们呢？怎么是我们的对手啊？
How can you be my enemy?
今天晚上太阳下山以前，
Before the sunset,
你们的国王或者你们将军的脑袋，我们就要砍下来放在我们的旗帜底下。
And the head of your general will be under our flag post.
面对对方的这个几万的军队 这个将军或者这个君王拍拍 胸膛、啊、大吼几声啊。
So facing this great army, they hit their chest and then yell a war cry and then to threaten other side.
你看这个古代打仗的时候，或者说清朝的这些古装剧的时候，都是这样的。
So when they see the ancient war and then in the Qing dynasty and movies, or you will find out.
为什么这个将军这个君王在打仗之前要先夸口呢？
Now why these generals, the military leaders, has to boast themselves and make a war cry for them?
你知道打仗好不好玩呢？
Do you know it's a fun thing to engage in war?
也许我是头一次来你们中间跟你们交通，不太习惯我讲道的方式。我讲道不是我一个人在讲的，我讲道我会发问题的，发问题的时候要你们要怎么样回答的。
So,
你们不回答呢，我就不讲了。
So this is my first time here. I don't know about you. My habit is when I preach, I also ask questions and I expect you guys to respond. If you don't, then I just stop right there.
打仗好不好玩呢？
It's a good thing for the engaging in war.
好玩，打仗啊，会丧命的，会送死的。
Well, it's not a fun thing. For one thing, you may lose your life.
所以这个君王啊，所以这个将军呐、啊，都知道说他的这个军队的这些军人呐、啊，都我们都会怕死的，我们都胆小的。
So the king or the general knew that their subordinates are afraid of dying.
所以他在这里做什么呢？夸口。
So what he's going to do? They boast in
夸口，是鼓舞他们这边的军队军人的这个士气。
So in order to encourage them and boost the morale.
你比方说，我们看圣经里面告诉我们，这个夸口的例子。
So in the Bible, we can see numerous examples about boasting.
这个士师记第七章第二节啊。
So if we turn to the Judges.Chapter
七章二节
seven verse two.
耶和华对基甸说：“跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我们夸大说是我们的自己的手救了我们。”
And then God said to Gideon, "He said, 'I do not need that many people, because if I do, then when you win, then you will boast that it is your might, not because of the might of.'" The Lord.
你看神知道当以色列百姓遇见米甸人来攻打他们的时候，神这样告诉基甸。
So God knew that when the Midianite and came to attack the Israelites, and God gave them this instruction.
当米甸人来攻打他们的时候，基甸就召聚以色列人3万多人要来对抗这个米甸人的攻打。
So when the Midian came and then the general Gideonand mass up 30,000 soldiers in order to fight against the enemy.
神说太多了。
And God said, no, this is too many.
告诉他们胆小的怕死的都可以回家。
So God said a simple rule, if you're coward and you're afraid of dying, then you just go home.
如果你熟悉圣经的话，
But if you know the scripture,
你知道最后的时候剩下多少军人啊？
Do you know in the end how many people left?
多少啊
？To fight this war,
300
300
300这个勇士
and 300 warriors.
神用这300人来面对几万的这个仇敌
and God used only 300 people to face the tremendous amount of adversities.
因为
adversaries.
是22,000减了10,000。最后是3000人。
So only 3,000 people left for the war.
那么神知道说人自己如果打胜了仗，我们原来那么多人打胜仗的话，我们就觉得说我们自己的手，我们自己很厉害啊。
God knew our heart, and He imagined that if you win the war because you have many soldiers, then you will boast among yourself.
你看看圣经里面很典型的告诉我们神不喜欢我们夸口的另外一节圣经，就是耶利米书九章二十三节。
So there's a typical verse recorded in Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 3.
好，我们来读一下好吗？
And let's read it together.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。
This is what the Lord says. Let I cannot see. Sorry. Okay.
Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. 我们看见这里有三种的夸口。
So from this scripture, we see there are three kinds of boasting.
一个是人的智慧。
And the first one is the wisdom of man.
啊，今天人在世界上面就是夸我啊，很行，我比你聪明，我有这个聪明那个聪明。
So today we boast about our capability, boast about our mental intellectual capacity.
啊，要不然就是比我们的力气，就是比我们的本事啊，这个 strong man 就是讲到人的力气，人的自己的本事。
And then we compare about our physical might.
啊，再嘛就是。来比一比看啊，谁比谁银行的户头或者说我的财产多啊，财务来夸口。
And then we compare who is more wealthy.
神说不要以这些夸口。
And God said, do not boast about these things, because this belong to the world.
如果要夸口的话，
if you really want to boast,
我们来看二十四节。
Then we look at verse 24.
夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、和平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
But let him who boasts about that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth.For in this I delighted, declares the Lord.
看见说，神一面不喜欢我们夸我们自己。
So on one hand, God do not want us to boast about ourselves.
另外一方面，神说，如果你要夸口，要指着耶和华夸口。
But on the other hand, God said, if you really want to boast, you should boast about our God.
因为只有这一位的神，他是和慈爱、公平、公义。
Because only this God whom we are going to boast is have a loving kindness and just and righteousness.
我们知道说我们出生下来生在这个世界上面就知道没有和平。
So actually, after we're born, pretty soon we've discovered that there's no peace on this earth.
从我们懂事开始我们就知道说世界上面有战争有打仗。
From our age of knowing, we knew that there's a lot of war.On this earth.
联合国已经成立了五六十年了、定了国家与国家中间多少的条约最后通通是不算数通通是破
So the United Nations has been established for 50 or 60 years and many treaties has been written and established but they all were for nothing
还继续打仗
And then the war continues to happen、
还在继续在造、这些的武器
And then the weaponry is increased day by day.
还在那里继续有死亡。
And then death and suffering happen every day.
是在那里夸的，就是夸这些。
So what we are going to boast? Boast of the war?
为什么神不喜欢我们夸口？
Do you know why God does not like us to boast about ourselves?
因为夸口这个字的希伯来文呢？
Because the Hebrew...
是 Hallel.
The root word Hebrew for the boast is shown on the slide.
这个 Hallel 这个字呢，就是 Hallelujah 的字根。
Actually, Hallel is the root word for Hallelujah.
这个 Hallelujah, Hallelujah 就是夸口。
Hallelujah means boasting, means praise.
Yah 就是耶和华。
Yah means Yahweh,
Jesus.
Our Lord.
他坐在宝座上面，他是配得我们的称颂的。
And it's a praising of our Lord, and he's sitting on the throne and deserve our praising.
当一个人 你和我，一个被造的人
，a creature, you and me, created by God,
不来把赞美、敬拜、称颂归给这一个造天地海和万物的神。
And if we do not ascribe our praise and honor to God who created this universe,
在地上我们活了短短的时间里面
，then in this brief life.On this earth,
啊，就盼望啊，别人啊说我们多了不起。
And then we expect people to praise us, how important we are.
我们没有 Hallelujah.
We did not say Hallelujah. That means praising our God.
我们 Hallelujah.
And Hallelujah, not Hallelujah Yahweh.
真的。
So this is our condition.
世界上的人都在那里夸口啊。
So the people on this earth are praising themselves.
每一年这个 Time Magazine 都要说这个 Man of the Year 是谁啊
So every year, you know, at the end of the year, in the Time Magazine, they say Man of the Year on the front page.
这个 Forbes Magazine 都要选出来全世界的里面谁是这个最有钱的排名的是谁啊
And then the Forbes Magazine lists all the wealthy people on this earth, the 500.
每个人都觉得说我比你有办法我比你聪明
And everyone want to express themselves And just saying that I'm better than you More capable than you
我值得你给我鼓掌
And I deserve your clapping of your hands
值得你给我这个欢呼
I deserve your praising from you
这个你看一看你一个艺术家看一看我的作品
And if you're an artist you say Okay look at my masterpiece
一个父母亲看一看我的儿女
And then as a parent Look at how successful are my children
他们上什么长春藤学校他们后来工作时又在哪个大公司里面工作我们人在夸
So see they went to the Ivy League And then they worked for the famous company They all boasting about their children
基督徒夸不夸呀
So do you know Christian boast also
基督徒我很属灵啊
So you saidIt's a spiritual boasting. I am more spiritual than you.
我一年读经一遍啊。
No, I read the Bible diligently.
我每天晨更啊。
And every day I have a quiet time.
我们告诉人家都说我。
And every in our conversation we just say I, me.
那不是 Hallelujah 吗
？Hallelujah.
我们在那里看见说神不喜欢我们夸口。
And we know that God.Do not delight in our boasting.
因为夸口是一个打仗的呼喊。
Because boasting is a war cry.
每一个夸口
Every boasting.
都有一个嘲讽。你看看我的搬太快了。每一个夸口呢他这边怎么不出来下面这句出来了 OK 每一个夸口都有一个嘲讽就是 taunt
boasting must or taunt
这个当我们夸当你所以呢我下面一个图你们先看也可以我刚才给你看了这个是美国足球大赛的之前呢这个报纸上面把这个 quarterback 两边的 quarterback 的相片呢都公布出来。
So before the Super Bowl and the media also showed the quarterback the strongman.
那么这个记者就访问说，你们这一队今年怎么准备打这个世界大赛啊
？And then the reporter interviewed them and say, "What is your game plan?"
那么这一方的这个 quarterback 就说了，他们的这个队伍是二等队伍啊。
So.This quarterback will say their team is a second class team.
根本不能跟我们比啊。
So there's no way they can compare with us.
我们一定把他们打得落后。
And we are able to defeat them tremendously.
他在那里做什么呢
？So what are they really doing?
夸口对不对
？Boasting
对不对
？Boasting.
下午啊，还没到晚上，对不对？对不对啊？
对。
他夸口啊。对方的这个球员呢，也听见看见报纸的访问呢，听见看见电视的这个节目啊，对方他们怎么想啊
？So when they boast, the other side also heard their boasting. What are they going to think? What do they think? You think?
对方的教练就把他所夸口讲的话呢，统统打印出来，然后放在他们球队的公布栏。
So what the coach do is write down all the boasting words. of the opponent and then show it to his teammate.
啊，我说你们愿意接受他的话吗？
Are you going to accept this challenge?
啊，他们整个的这些球员就说我们不接受。
And then the player say, no, no way, no way.
你知道他夸口的时候，
So when one side boasting about themselves,
他自己的时候，
when they boast about themselves,
一定是轻看别人，
because they despise the other side,
一定是嘲讽的，
because they look down upon the other side.
这种嘲讽一定会带来有回火的。
And this kind of jeering will backfire.
啊，所以另一队的教练就把这个这个话呢，就放在他的公布栏里面。
So the opponent, the coach will just put on the billboard.
这个夸口就产生嘲讽。
And then the boasting will generate the despising.
产生个坏的结果。
And then the result is bad.
啊，对方的球员就对他有了 bitterness, 有苦毒了。
So therefore, the bitterness engendered.
啊，愤怒。
And even hatred.
啊，当他夸口的时候是要抬高他的身份。
So one boast is to lift up themselves.
啊，以他所有的。
And then lift up what they have.
啊，以他所做的。
And according to what they have done,
好像把他的身份抬高了。
And similarly, they lift up themselves.
可是事实刚刚相反。
But in fact, the result is different.
你把你自己抬高的时候，
when you elevated yourself,
你把别人轻看了。
And then you put down other people.
往往造成人与人中间关系的分裂。
And therefore, the division of relationship will occur.
会引到各种的毁坏。
So it will causing a lot of destructions,
啊，各种的冲突，
and all the conflicts.
当人在神面前夸自己的时候，
So if God boasts himself before God, if man boasts himself before God,
你知道我们在做什么？
Do you know what are you doing?
你如果把我这个理解用在我们基督徒身上的话，我们在那里夸的时候，我们是向神说什么？
So if you apply this into our so-called spiritual boasting. So what are we really doing before God?
看看啊，神多祝福我啊。
You see, God bless me so richly.
啊，祝福我的工作啊。
And God bless my work.
啊，祝福我的家庭啊。
And God bless my family.
啊，祝福我的侍奉啊。
And God bless my service to Him.
当我们在那里让人都看见我。
And then all the people will see but Christ, but you.
你在跟神宣战。
Actually, you challenge God.
你在跟神说，你在跟神要打仗。
You are at war with God.
你没有把赞美、哈利路亚归给耶和华。
And you did not ascribe God praise and honor to Him.
这是我们人的疾病。
This is a disease of humanity.
当人在那里夸自己的时候
，So as we are boasting about ourselves,
会轻看对方。
Then inadvertently you despise other people.
会丑化对方。
And then you make people look ugly.
我们中间多少人从中国大陆来的？举举
手。So how many of you came from mainland China?
啊，包括我在内，我也是在大陆生的啊。
Me too.
多少人是在台湾、香港来的
？How about Hong Kong and Taiwan?
Okay. 好，我们都经历过这个中国人。惨痛的这个经历
We in my age experienced many terrible miserable things in our recent modern Chinese history.
我是在大陆出生
I was born in mainland China.
解放以前出生的
And then I born before the new China was born.
啊，后来呢，父母亲因为工作的缘故呢，把我就带到台湾
And then my parents because of their profession, they moved to Taiwan.
啊，你看我用的这个 PowerPoint 的用的繁体字，你就大概就知道我。
So when you see I'm using the complicated.
那么小的时候我们在学校里
面呢 Chinese.
学
so.
Big Five.
Big Five. Okay.
Code. Okay. Big Five. 呀，那么小的时候学校里面呢，这个老师都教唱歌的。
So when I was a little boy, the teacher always taught us to sing.
啊，我们都唱。反攻反攻反攻大陆去
So we sing a military song saying that we are going to recover the mainland
啊，那么为什么呢
Why?
因为大陆同胞在水深火热之中啊
Because our people in the Taiwan side. A view, the many people are really suffering in the fire and water.
Yeah. 那么大陆的这个那一边呢？
And then what about the people in the mainland China?
啊，我们要去解放台湾啦！
And we have to liberate the Taiwanese.
因为台湾同胞生活在水深火热中间。
Because they live in a tyranny and live it in a miserable life.
他们都没有吃的，吃香蕉皮呀。
They have nothing to eat but the banana peel.
啊，不晓得你们以前有没有听说过这种的这个夸口，对不对？
So have you heard this kind of boasting?
使得我们都是同文同种这个同根生的中国人硬生生的被分开。
So what's the result? We are Chinese with same race, same language, same ancestor, but we separated because the boasting of each side.
因为夸口啊。
Because boasting.
啊，我一定要丑化对方啊。
So I have to darken other side.
一个传道人几年以前呢去一个教会领传福音聚会。
So I heard of a minister. He they visit a church, a evangelical meeting.
啊，几个弟兄姊妹呢，在他讲传福音以前呢，上台做见证。
So before the sermon, many brothers and sisters came forward on the stage to say their testimonies.
一个弟兄就说，我以前是一个非常败坏的罪人，啊，主的恩典临到了我，主奇妙的拯救了我。
And then the brother said that I used to be a terrible sinner, but praise be to God and His grace saved me.
那么他讲完了，弟兄姊妹啊，在底下点头啊，感谢主。
And then after he finished his testimony, and people down there in the audience they nod their head.
下面上来了另外一位起来做见证。
And then another one came forward to say his own testimony.
他说：“各位朋友们。”
So he said, friends.
啊，你听见他刚才做的见证吗
？So have you just heard his testimony, right?、
啊、你以为他犯的最多吗
？You think that he is a bad sinner?
啊，我告诉你啊，什么是罪
？And let me tell you what does sinner mean?
啊，我犯过这个罪，那个罪，那个罪，那个罪。
And then he lists all the sins that he commit.
那个传道人坐在底下说：“糟糕了。
”And then the minister felt embarrassed, don't know what to do.
在做什么
？So what the second person really did?
在夸口啊
！Because he was.Boasting himself and boasting more than the first one.
你看见我们的里面，我们的里面真的像啊，宾路易师母所说的。
So you know our inner being is very corrupted.
人的里面的生命最后死去的是我们的骄傲。
So in a man's life, the last thing to go is our pride.
大家夸口
，Everybody boast
啊，夸我有什么成就，夸我有多少产业
，boasting my success, boasting about my wealth
啊，像我们这种年龄的人呢
，So if you come to our age
啊，就夸说啊啊，我现在几个孙子几个孙女了
，So we boast how many grandchildren we have
我昨天跟今天现在都在 stand by。
So yesterday and even right now, I'm in a standby mode.
昨天晚上我太太跟我还有我们大女儿到我儿子家呢，这个一个晚上都没有睡觉。
So yesterday, our whole family, my wife and my daughters, and we didn't get much sleep.
因为我儿子儿媳妇他们的老三要出来了。
Because my son's wife was about to give birth to a child.
结果昨天晚上是 false alarm.
But it turns out to be a false alarm. We're waiting for nothing.
你看见我们人呢、啊、在那里夸。
So we see that we boasting every moment.
夸自己。
Boasting about ourselves.
这个解药是什么呢
？So what is the antidote to this disease of boasting?
那我们来看一看。刚才所读过的经文
，and let's review the scripture we just read.
罗马书第三章二十七节
，Romans chapter 3:27.
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃是用信主之法。
Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith.
你看见保罗在这里就给我们一个对照。
So we know that Paul gave us a sharp contrast.
一个是在地上我们人夸口是一种生活方式。
So the first one is a lifestyle as we live on this earth that we boast ourselves.
这个对照呢就是信靠神是另外一个生活的方式。
And the opposite side is that we believe in God as our lifestyle.
保罗说所以我们看定了人称义是因着信不在乎遵循律法。
And Paul keep mentioning that we are justified by faith alone, not because of our serving the law.
不是说我们在地上，你看我做了这个，我遵守神的话，遵守十条诫命，你看我是怎么样一个好人，好基督徒。
So it's not to boast that, see, all this law of God that I observe, and I'm a good man.
那么后来呢？保罗又用一个例子，在第四章第一节开始。
And then Paul used another example, which is recorded in chapter 4, verse 1.
他说，如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？
So what then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter?
倘若亚伯拉罕是因为行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。
If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
And then the Bible says, Abraham believed in God, and God counted him as righteousness.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是
该得的。And he who work and get the wage is not a grace, and because he deserved it.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
And only those who are not, the purpose is not to observe the law, but God just justify him, and that is the grace.
你看这个算为义，这个经文底下我加了一条线。
So what does it mean by reckon something as righteous?
在英文就是说faith is credited. 这个算这个字是一个会计上的用语。
And then it's a commercial word.And it is the righteousness is credit to him, is imputed to him.
比方说呢，你的户头里面呢没有这一百万。
So for example, if you don't have $1 million in your banking account.
但有一个人呢很爱你。
But there's a person who loves you.
他也有能力。
And he is also wealthy.
他知道你有需要。
And he knew that you have a need.
所以他就跟银行讲呢，从我的户头里面呢。拨一百万呢，到他的户，转到他的户头里面来。
Then he talked to the bank manager, said, "Why not I transfer $1 million from my account to my friend's account?"
那这样呢，你的户头里面就有了这一百万。
Then your account will increase by $1 million.
那我们今天大家用信用卡，对不对
？So today we use credit cards.
用信用卡，信用卡就是说呢，你原来没有钱。
So credit card means you don't really have money.
银行呢，先算你有钱。
And then the bank said, I consider you have this kind of money.
那么银行呢给你这个信用，你就可以拿这个信用卡呢去来购
买东西。And the bank give you this line of credit, and based on that, you can spend beforehand.
我们生命中间原来没有义。
So in our life, we don't have righteousness.
这个什么叫义呢？
Now what does righteousness mean?
义就是跟神的这个关系中间呢有一个对的关系。
So righteousness means we have a right relationship with our God.
今天这世界上的人我们说他是不义。
So when we said the unregenerated people have no righteousness, what does it mean?
我们真知道说地上人的生活不是我们羡慕的。
So their life is not something that we should admire.
过去一个礼拜里面给我们看见除了有这个 Judgment Day, 这个新闻以外还有两个人名人的新闻。
So in the past week, we see so many big news. For one thing, the Judgment Day is coming, and then there's some celebrities and make news.
一个就是世界银行的总裁。
And the one is the chairman of the International Monetary Fund.
这个人从法国来到美国。
So he is a Frenchman, came to the United States.
他很有钱。
And He is a wealthy man.
他还准备将来要在法国呢去竞选做总统的。
So he was also even planning to be the candidate of the presidency in the France.
结果来住在旅馆的时候呢，居然会对着一个来打扫房间的一个妇女呢起了淫念。
So he have a lust heart toward a cleaning lady in the motel hotel.
结果呢，现在检察官把他起诉了，把他关起来了。
So the authority just seized him and then put him in jail.
你看这人在那里，有那么多的财富，他可以做世界银行的总裁啊。
So you see, this guy is a famous man, have a lot of money.
可是他的里面
，but inside his heart,
因为他没有义。
Because he has no righteousness,
他跟神中间没有一个对的关系。
So he has no relation, right relationship with God.
义这个字的意思就是拉直的意思。
Righteousness means to make straight the way.
原来他的生命是弯弯曲曲的。
So in the past, his life is crooked.
像我们这都是一样。
And we, all of us, before we become a true Christian, yes.
人心比万物怎么样？
And the Bible teaches us that the heart of man is utterly
more deceitful,
deceitful and corrupted.
Yeah, 我们的里面就是诡诈。
So here we have a deceitfulness.
我们天生的在我们的生命的里面。
So by nature,
会欺骗。
We are deceitful.
因为我的孙女儿呢快要出生，所以呢这个。儿子儿媳妇去了医院，我们就需要照顾我的这个大孙子跟二孙子啊，就把他们接到我家里头来。
So I just mentioned that my grandchild is about to be born. So they all went to the hospital. So I have to spend time with my elder grandson.
我大孙子呢，今年六岁。
And he is 6 years old.
小孙子呢，两岁零十个月。
And then my youngest grandchild is 2 years old and 6 months.
到我们家来，昨天晚上我们一个晚上都没有睡觉，把他们接过来以后，我们要想办法要安顿他们。
So last night I get these two grandchild and then they're running around. I have to find ways to pacify them.
所以呢，我就知道这个小孙子呢喜欢看 Thomas Train 这个上的 video.
So I know my younger grandchild like to watch a certain kind of cartoon.
我就把 computer 打开，然后呢去到了这个 YouTube， 就把 Thomas Train 通通拿出来，让他自己可以 click， 自己可以看。
So I turn on the computer and then I hand the laptop to this little boy and he knew how to click mouses.
那么他的哥哥呢？
And what about my older grandchild?
我就把另外一个 computer 打开，他喜欢的东西我给他找到，拿出来让他自己可以看。
And then I gave him another computer, so let him do and search whatever he wants to see.
我以为这样的话，你有一个，你有一个，这样大家可以公平了，可以平相安无事了。
So I thought that these two boys, each one has their own computer, so they would not fight for each other.
没想到这个老大呢，这边玩了一玩，就觉得很 boring 了，就看看弟弟在玩，在看什么，他跑过来要看。
So unexpectedly, my elder grandchild and after a few minutes on the computer, and he felt very boring, and then he just went to his brother.
这个弟弟就用手推他，不可以过来，你不要过来，你不要过来看我的。
And then the little boy just push him away and say, "Don't leave me alone, leave me alone."
原来以前呢，这个小的呢来我们家呢是看到哥哥在那里看 Thomas， 他跑过来凑一脚，要看看他在看什么。
So because the program, this young grandchild watching is the favorite program of my older grandchild.
这哥哥嫌他跑在这边捣蛋，又想也要摸一摸，想要看一看，就 push 他。
So therefore, they become pushing one another.
那么现在呢，这个小的有一台了，我哥哥想看看他，他也 push 他。
So because the younger one have a favorite program, and then the elder one just want to mess around him.
我们天生的没有上过学，我的小孙子还没上学，老大还不过在 kindergarten 呢，没有正式上学，这个里面就在那里。
So you know,
自私里面在那里就 push 别人。
Before they even go to school, before they are educated, they already behave like a sinner, pushing each other around.
保罗告诉我们说，犹太人因为以遵行律法为夸口。
And Paul told us that the Jews, boast about themselves because they faithfully observe the law.
啊，他们觉得说我们是神的选民。
And they think they said to themselves, and I am the elected people from God.
生下来第八天，我们的男子都行割礼。
And every our Hebrew child will exercise the circumcision.
啊，你看看我们多么遵守神的神的律
法。So you see how observant is us.
啊，他们就以这个身上有一个隔离的记号作为夸口。
And they use the sign of circumcision as a means to boast about themselves.
但是我们发觉保罗告诉我们说，受割礼不受割礼都不关紧要。
But Paul said whether circumcision or uncircumcision is not important.
要紧的是做一个新造的人。
So what is important is be a new creation.
保罗告诉犹太人，你们不要以为身体上有了隔离的记号，你们就夸口了。
And Paul said to the Jews, and don't think you have the mark of circumcision, and then you have the right to boast.
神说不在乎仪文，在乎灵。
And God said, it's not the written code is important, but your spirituality is more important.
犹太人所需要的是一个新的生命。
So what the Jewish people need is a new life.
新的心。
A new heart.
当你有了这样的一个新的生命，新的心跟神的关系对的时候，
So when you have a new heart, then your will is in line with God's will.
神就把他的义算在你身上。
Then God will impute his righteousness upon you.
这个义就是神的眼中看你合法了。
And this righteousness is a justified justice. Justice.
啊，我们知道弟兄翻译的这个称义这个词呢，就是 justify 或者 justification， 这个字的意思就说到我们原来是不 justify 的，我们不合法的。
So the word justify implies that in the past we are unjustified, we are illegal.
所以在神的面前我们都 violated 他的律法。
So before God, all of us, none of us will fully observe the law and we violate his law.
圣经上说没有义人。
And the Bible says there's no righteous man.
怎么样？连一个都没有。
Not even one.
但是耶稣基督他为着爱我们的缘故。
But Jesus, for the sake of loving us,
当我们信靠他，
when we believe in him,
当我们把他应当得的荣耀这个颂赞归给他的时候，
when we reflect his gloryAnd it's praise to him.
神说你对了。
Then God said, "You are right. You are on the right track. You are stand legal.
你称义了。
You are justified.
啊，你现在可以做我的子民。
Now you can become the children of God.
住在我的圣洁的国度里面。
And living in this holy nation.
啊，我把这个赏给你。
And I give this thing to you freely.
所以称义是神的一个赏赐。
So justification.It's a gift from God.
称义是神在那里鼓掌。
So justification is God applaud our faith.
神在那里欢呼。
And God exclaim the good things that we have done for him.
这个图片你们看过吗？
Have you seen this slide?
这图片上的音乐家是谁？
Do you know the director?
啊，中国的这个全世界有名的这个钢琴家。
So he's a very famous Chinese, by the way, and a pianist.
郎朗在中国也好，或者是在西方的音乐家也好，这些乐团也好，当他们演奏完的时候，全体站起来为他们鼓掌。
So no matter where he performed, after the concert, everybody stand up and give a applauding.
你喜不喜欢人给你鼓掌啊？
Do you want to be applauded?
啊，喜不喜欢啊？
Do you?
喜不喜欢人给你称赞呢？
Do you want people praise you?
这个你知道保罗不是一个斯多亚主义者。
And Paul is not a Stoicism.
Stoicism. Stoicism. 他不是一个说人呢今天就像佛教一样人的这个欲望你要禁食你要做这个不能做那个不能做。保罗不是说这个。
So Paul did not teach you to imitate the Buddhas. Okay, we don't do this, don't do that, and we have to make ourselves suffer.
保罗说神知道 保罗说他知道神造了我们每一个人，我们都需要称义。
Because Paul knew that it's God's will that every one of us need to be justified.
啊，都需要合法。
We need to be stand in a legal position.
保罗在罗马书给我们讲到基督徒生命的三部曲，第一是称义。
So Paul gives us a trilogy in the book of Romans. The first thing is justification.
我们称义完了以后要怎么样
？And after the justification, what is next?
要怎么样？
What is
成圣，对不对
？That is sanctification.
啊，将来还要怎么样
？And then the final step is to glorification.
啊，什么是得荣耀呢
？So what does it mean by glorification?
得荣耀就是得着神的喜悦。
So glorification is to gain God's approval.
To be delighted by God.
To be delighted by God.
啊，神给我们鼓掌。
And God applaud us.
我们为什么夸口呢
？Now why should we boast?
我们怕别人瞧不起我们。
Because we are afraid that people despise us, look down upon me.
我们怕别人觉得我们没有价值。
Because when people devalue us.
哇，所以我们都要努力的。
So this is why we have to sell ourselves.
啊，我看我都有学问。
So look at how educated I am.
啊，我都有才能。
So look at how capable I am.
哦，我都有财富。
Look at how wealthy I am.
啊，现在这个年轻人最时髦就是比一比，看看我有没有用 iPhone 啊。
So the young people just say, I have an iPhone, do you have one?
有没有 iPad 2?
Do you have an iPad?
好像有这些就成为我们的。
So similarly,
我们可以夸的。
These things is a means for us to boast about ourselves.
这些东西都是好的。
So I'm not saying this is a bad thing.
但是你不要以这个东西作为夸口。
But you should not boast because you own these things.
炫耀自己。
In order to ostentatiously express yourself.
我们的心里面都渴望得着称赞。
So deep down in our heart, we want people to praise us.
渴望得着尊荣。
So we want to be honored.
啊，渴望鼓掌。
We want people to clap their hands and praise us.
但是我们的渴望，如果是在这个世界上面
but if our longing is only limited on this earth,
那种称赞。
This kind of praise
只会让你越来越骄傲。
So will make you proud all the more.
那个称赞不会叫你真正得到真正的荣耀。
So actually, this kind of glory will not really make you more glorious.
什么叫得荣耀呢？
Now what does it mean by glorification?
得荣耀就是神喜悦。
Glorification means the delight from God.
得着神的喜悦。
Delighted from God.
我们在地上一辈子盼望夸的，盼望人对着我怎么样看的，这一个是神造我们的时候里面，我们每个人都有的。
So throughout the whole lifetime, we have the desire to be praised, and this is human nature.
神知道说，如果我们赚得了全世界
，But God knew that
赔上我们的生命有什么益处
？If you earn the whole world and forfeit your life, what does it do good to you?
因为人在地上太短暂了。
Because our lifetime is so brief.
转眼就过去了。
So in twinkling of eyes, this life will be gone and no more.
带着几百万美金来到这个世界上的。
And no one bring a lot of US dollars came to this world.
当你走的时候。
And at the moment when you die.
连一个 cents 都带不走。
And not a penny you can bring along with you.
我们走的时候
，So when we depart from this earth，
我们每个人都要走，对不对
？And there's no exception. One day we have to depart.
这个 Judgment Day 的意思就是说，这个世界不是我们永远的家。
So the Judgment Day, the meaning of Judgment Day is that the world is not our permanent home.
我们很短暂。
So very brief our life.
我们很有限。
So we are very limited.
我们很软弱。
We are weak.
当我们走的时候
So at the moment when we departed from this earth,
人记得你什么
？What people will, what kind of things people will remember you? Remember you?
是你做了什么工作
？Do they remember what kind of work you have done?
你开什么牌子的车子
？And what kind of brand of car you drove?
还用什么手机
？So what kind of cell phone you use?No one
都不会记住这个事情。
Remember all this.
人记得的就是你是怎么样的人。
So what they remember is what kind of person you are, your character.
你的生命品格是。
Your character of your life, what is it?
你是不是神所喜悦的？
Are you the one who are pleased by God?
关于荣耀这件事情啊。
And concerning the matter of glory,
在教会的历史中间有一个原来是无神论的，后来被神自己这个救恩临到了他以后，他整个转过来的，他对的荣耀花了很多时间研究。
So there's a man recorded in the Bible who used to be an atheist, and then God changed his mind, and then after that he have a very profound understanding of what glorification really means.
这个人就是 C.S. Lewis.
This person is C.S. Lewis.
他写了一本书叫做《荣耀的重量》。
So he has written a book, and I just barely translate to The Weight of Glory.
对 ，exactly. 他写到说呢，看一看教会的历史。
So he said, when we review the history of a church,
Milton, Johnson,
Milton,
Thomas Aquinas,
Johnson, Thomas Aquinas,
他们为什么在地上好像一无所有？
So this man have nothing on this earth.
他们活在地上也是很短暂的。
So their life is also very short.
他们却活得那么样有希望。
But they're very hopeful when they live.
那么样的确定。
And they have certainty of their destination.
乃是他们知道说天上的荣耀。
Because they knew, they understand the glory from heaven.
讲到天上的荣耀。
So they knew the glory of heaven.
荣耀这个字原文就是有重量、有分量的意思。
So glory, the really meaning is a weighty things.
我们基督徒都唱诗说荣耀归于真神 ，glory 啊、就是。
So we all sing our hymn, glory to God and glory to Christ.
什么叫做 glory to God 呢
？But what does it mean by glory to God？
就是在你的心目中，在我们的心目中，神是最有分量的。
So that means in your heart, in my heart, God is the most weighty entity in our heart.
配得我们敬拜。
And it deserve our praise.
配得我们爱戴。
And deserve our love.
配得我们追求。
And deserve our pursuit.
配得我们跟随。
And deserve our following.
配得我们奉献。
And deserve our dedication.
配得我们鼓掌。
And deserve our applause.
把称颂。
And then praise and honor be to our God.
他说这些人明白了天上的荣耀。
Because these people knew the meaning of glory in heaven.
我们有一天也要得到这个荣耀。
And one day, you and I, as a Christian, will acquire the same glory.
什么叫我们在天上得到荣耀呢？
Now, what does it mean by having this glory in heaven?
是不是说我们今天在地上我们是 LCD， 到了天上我们就是 LED 呢？
Does it mean that LCD from LED?
是不是那更亮一点？
That means more bright?
不是的。
No, this is not what I mean.
这些人明白了。
So we have to understand.
他们所以渴望天上的荣耀。
So when all these spiritual giants long for the glory of God,
不在乎可以看清一点在地上他们所有的遭遇。
And as a result, they can look down upon their circumstances that.Unfavorable circumstances occur to their life.
因为神算他们为义，他们在信心中间领受神算他们为义，这件事情是他们一生中间最重要的事。
Because they thought that the most important thing is God considered them as righteous.
神喜悦他们。
God delight these people.
神认为他们合法了。
God considered them legal.
神认为他们是这个神的荣耀。
And God considered them His glory.
他的那个书里面最后有几句话，我来念一念。
So in the C.S. Lewis' book, there's a few words, and I'm going to read it to you.
他说：“经上记着说，我们将要站在他面前。”
So the scripture says, one day we will stand before the judgment seat of God.
所应许的荣耀几乎不能相信。
So the promised glory was unbelievable.
是借着基督的工作成为可能的。
Because it made possible through the outworking of Christ on the cross.
我们将得到首肯。
So we are going to get approval from God.
将讨神的喜悦。
And we are going to please our God.
被神所爱。
So we are beloved by God.
啊，被神所喜悦。
We are pleased by Him.
像一个艺术家喜悦他的作品一
样。And just like artist enjoy his own masterpiece.
像一个父亲喜悦他的儿子。
And just like a father delighted his son. And glory means weightiness.
啊，这个荣耀的担子。
And the glory means a burden with weight.
是我们的思想很难理解的。
So it's very difficult for our mind to comprehend.
荣耀
glory
对神有好的报告
is a good report that we are going to give to God.
被神接受
and it's acceptable to God.
啊，被神承认
and it's approved by God.
被神欢迎
and it's welcomed by God.
他说，我们一辈子所敲的最后一扇门终于打开了。
So Lewis said, the last door that we are pursuing in our lifetime eventually open.
这就是解药。
And this is the crux of the meaning of the word glory.
Oh, C.S. Lewis, 这个原来这个无神论的人。
So C.S. Lewis used to be an atheist.
他原来就是追求他的哲学思想，在大学里面教书，他自己能够夸一口。
He's a professor and then pursued philosophical study and he boasts about his education.
但是他蒙恩得救以后，
but after he became a Christian,
他心里面渴望的，
and then his longing changed,
是得着神的喜悦，
that is to gain our God's approval.
这是我们人的解药。
And this is a very important thing for us.
我们在地上一生所追求的，
so all we do, all we work on this earth,
不就是人能接受我们吗？
And we are longing for people to give us approval.
啊，人能欢迎我们吗？
And people welcome us.
啊，人能为我你鼓掌吗？称赞吗？
People clap their hands and praise you.
可是人中间的称赞，
but the human praise,
跟神的喜悦来比，
in comparison with the delight of God,
没有得比的，
is incomparable.
啊，最后我们要看一看怎么样取用解药。
So finally, we are going to think about how are we going to use this antidote that God prepared for us.
我们要看见保罗就用了亚伯拉罕的例子。
So we know from the scripture, Paul used Abraham as an example.
他说亚伯拉罕称义。
And Abraham was justified.
亚伯拉罕在神的眼中看他对了。
And then Abraham was put right with God,
啊，合法了。
In God's sight.And God uphold his legitimacy.
啊，神接纳他了。
And God accept him.
称他为义。
And then consider him as righteous.
为什么呢？
Why?
亚伯拉罕相信神。
Because Abraham believed in God.
相信什么呢？
Believe in God in what sense?
我们要回到创世纪十四章去，十五章去看。
So we have to go back to Genesis chapter 15.
十四章讲到亚伯拉罕去跟这个四个王打仗。
And in chapter 14, it talks about Abraham and engaged in a warfare with the four kings.
带着他家里面的壮丁318个人跟四个王打仗。
And he sent 300 something strong men and to the battlefield.
居然打赢了，把他的侄儿也这个被掳的侄儿呢带回来了。
And to his surprise, the war won, and he bring back his niece and all the possessions.
当时撒冷王至高的这个祭司来迎接他说你这些掳物呢，你都可以拿去。
So the king of Salem came to meet Abraham and said, "All these booties you can take home."
亚伯拉罕说，你的一根针、一根鞋带我都不拿。
And Abraham replied, "I do not take even a needle, a string."
啊，免得你说我是因为你得到富足。
So, lest you may boast that my victory is because you are helping me.
十五章第一节，
and then when we come to chapter 15, verse 1,
这事以后，
and after these things had happened,
耶和华神向亚伯拉罕显现说，亚伯拉罕，你不要惧怕。
And then God appeared to Abraham, said, "Fear not, Abraham."
啊，请问你，当神告诉亚伯拉罕说不要惧怕的时候，说明他怎么样？
So, when God said,
对不对？他很怕，对不对？
You should not be afraid. What does it mean? Means Abraham was really fearsome.
刚刚经过一场生和死的战争啊。
And just finished a victorious war.
赢得了战争，有这么多东西，财物、人口，他都可以得，他一个都不要。
And then he get a lot of booties and all the slaves, but Abraham refused to possess them.
啊，他想起来，哇，这个打仗我们怎么打赢的？真的是很害怕，很恐惧。
So when he thought about the warfare, and they said it's really a fearsome thing.
耶和华神对亚伯拉罕说：“
And then,
你不要惧怕。”
God said to Abraham, "Do not be afraid."
我是你的大赏赐。
Because I am your reward.
Your great reward.
Great reward.
那么，然后神就怎么 reward 他呢？怎么给他赏赐呢？
Now how God reward Abraham?
神说：“你从你所生的必成为你的后裔， and, 你的后裔要多如天上的星，海边的沙。”
And God said.From you, the numerous descendants, and too many to count, as many as the sand on the beach and the star on the sky.
那个时候，亚伯拉罕连一个儿子的影子都没有。
And at that moment, Abraham did not even have one son.
而且已经年纪慢慢老了。
And he was an old man.
七十多岁了。
And 70 something years old.
啊啊，那个时候他说我已经不能生了，我跟我太太已经想好了，我们已经收养了一个儿子，在我们家，这个算我的儿子。
And then he said to God, "I'm unable to give a child, and then one of you adopt one."
神说，从你自己本身所生的才是你的儿子。
And then God clearly said to Abraham, "Only the son from you is the promised son."
你相信我的话吗
？Do you believe what I said?
还没有成就啊。
And those things had not happened yet.
连一点的迹象影子都没有啊。
And then there's no sign of having a son.
亚伯拉罕就信神的话。
And then at that moment, Abraham believed what God said to him.
神就算为他的义。
And God considered him as righteous.
神说完了以后。
And then after God finished the conversation.
就照古代人犹太人中间呢立合约，我跟你讲了一段话了，我给你应许了，那么我这个约呢要算话，怎么做呢？来。
And then God followed the Jewish tradition of writing up a contract and do something with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕去取绵羊，去取山羊啊，去取几只这个鸽子来。
And then Abraham from his herd and took some livestock and then some doves.
把这些的寄生，除了鸽子啊，这些的鸟类以外，都每一样动物都把它杀死以后切开，分成两半，摆列在它的前面。
And then cut the animal into half and separate one on one side and the other half on the other side and present it to the presence of the Lord.
那么根据古代人立约的这个规矩啊，我如果跟你立了约啊，我跟你做生意，我要算话的话。我要把这些寄生摆在这里，然后我从这里走到那里，走一遍。
So according to the ancient tradition, once I put this livestock half on one side, half the other side, and in order to establish the treaty, I have to walk between these dead animals.
那么你呢，也要从这里走一遍。
And you, in the same way, has to walk on this direction.
告诉对方说，如果我不照着我的话做的话呢，我就像这些寄生一样，将来的他们的命运就是这样。
And that message is if I do not uphold the treaty that I promised to sign, and then my result will be just like these dead animals.
亚伯拉罕以为神是告诉亚伯拉罕说，现在你杀了祭物，现在我跟你立约了，那你先走一遍。
And then the God said to Abraham, said, okay, now you and I are making a promise, making a treaty, and why not you walk down the aisle first?
等了半天，神没有发这个命令。
And then he was waiting and waiting, do not hear any command from heaven.
到了天黑的时候。
And until it's dark.
不料有烧着的像炉里面的那个烟呢，从这个寄生中间经过。
And then to unexpectedly, you see the dark smoke running through the aisle.
什么意思？
Now what does it mean?
神告诉亚伯拉罕
，And God tell Abraham，
我跟你立约
，I am making a treaty with you，
跟人中间的立约不一样
，And it's different from the contract that you make with the fellow humans。
人跟人中间讲话不算话
，Because human contract and doesn't mean much。
可是我跟你立约呢
，But when I make a contract with you，
我是守约。
I mean business.
是慈爱的神。
And because I am a faithful God, and then I have loving kindness.
因为我要为我所立的约付出代价。
Because I have to sacrifice myself for the sake of this contract.
因此，我们就看见，下面这张图，这个。
So the next line shows.
我们来一同读保罗在加拉太书六章十四节的话，好吗
？So we are going to read the Galatians chapter 6 verse 4.
来，我们一起读来。但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
So this is the words from God in Galatians.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，这个世界。
So the Bible verse taught us that in this world,
这个世界就是没有神的范围，叫做这个世界。
And this world, what does it mean? Means a world apart from God.
十字架，就我而论，是世界已经钉在十字架上。
So the cross to me means the world has been crucified.
因为耶稣基督为我们舍身流血的缘故
，Because Jesus shed His precious blood for us，
叫我们今天活在这个世界上的人。
So that today when we live on this earth，
人多么希望夸口
，And even though the people want to boast among themselves，
啊，得着别人的欢迎，得着别人的爱
，And want to welcome other people's praise，
这样的一个心
，And this kind of attitude
已经被耶稣基督的爱跟他的生命所取代了。
Has been substituted by Christ's love and Christ's.
世界上面的人所喜悦的已经钉在十字架上了。
Because what are you desiring on this world has been crucified on the cross.
最后我讲一个真实的事就结束。
So I'm going to tell you a real story.
这个有一位在纽约华尔街工作的人。
So there's a person working in the Chinatown, 华尔街。
华尔街。
Was at Wall Street.
Wall Street, yes, yes.
Wall Street.
啊，他在金融界里面呢，做这个好几个 fund 的这个经理。
So he's a fund manager, a manager of several funds, mutual funds.
那么他做得很好。
And his performance was good.
那就在这个金融风暴发生之前的一年。
So 1 year before the financial tsunami,
crisis.
Say,
yeah,
crisis.
Yes.他信了主了。
He believed in God.
他以前的人生呢，就是赚钱，赚钱，赚钱。
And before he became a Christian, his aim of life is to make money, make money, earn money.
可是等到华尔街金融大崩溃的时候
，So after the tremendous financial crisis had occurred,
很多赚的这个钱呢，都丢掉了，都
失了。So all the funds almost dropped down to zero.
他后来告诉人说，如果我没有信主，没有成为基督徒的话
，So he told people afterwards that had I not been a Christian, I would just let some of you that commit suicide.
他说，幸亏我信了主了。
And I am very blessed that I have become a Christian.
赚钱不是罪恶。
So to make money is not a sin.
但是以赚钱为我们人生所有的目的，那我的人生一切都是一天到晚就是想到这个钱，我就悲哀了。
But if you make money as the aim of your life, how miserable is it?
他说：“幸亏我信了主。”
And he said, "I became a Christian."
主是我生命中间最高的、
so、
最价值、最重要的一件事。
Supreme in my life, all else are not different. Not important.
他蒙恩得救
了 ，so he was safe.
他现在所夸的是夸耶稣基督并
，so he did not boast his wealth, but now he boasts the cross and Christ Jesus.
不是夸这个世界
，and we are not going to boast about things on this world.
求主今天下午对我们每个人说话
，may the Lord speak to each one of us.